About 4 years ago, a 49-year-old lawyer named Tim was training for a marathon in Australia. Then all of a sudden, everything changed. Tim suffered a massive stroke. For 2 days, it wasn't clear whether he would live or die. He survived, but the stroke damaged the part of his brain that controls speech. The condition is called aphasia, and it robs people of their ability to communicate. But sometimes people who can't speak can sing. That's the idea behind a community program outside of Melbourne, Australia. It's called Stroke Accord, and producer Joel Carnegie went to one of their rehearsals.
So, welcome to the Stroke Accord Choir. My name is Tim Adam.
My name's Bronwyn Jones. I'm a speech pathologist. I've been working with the Stroke Accord Choir since its inception in 2010. Tim came to the choir and he was not speaking a lot when he first came, and he'd lost a lot of his life being so young. To suddenly lose your work, to lose your physical ability, to lose your speech, they call it a stroke for good reason. It is. You're just struck down, and in a number of ways.
For the first 6 months, I talked, say yes or no, and for 6 months it was like that, and then slowly the words came back. So I'm here now, and it's been a wild ride.
You say go slow, I fall behind. The second hand unwinds if you're lost and you look.
He has been amazing in how he has improved, both with his speech and with being more and more outgoing.
Gus, for instance, the choir member who sits next to me, has no speech at all, but he can sing along. So it's singing is a wonderful language, I suppose.
The choir can sing because they have music processed in the right side of the brain, or in different, in a bit more diffuse areas of the brain. So singing is left relatively untouched in left hemisphere stroke. It's really quite astounding watching people and watching the audience as well.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Some of the things that had most impact on me have been watching the person with aphasia singing, and somebody like their family, a granddaughter. This child had never heard her grandfather's voice, and he was just blown away. He could see it in her eyes, and when she said, "Grandpa, that's the first time I've heard your voice," he was absolutely blown away.
My speech therapist put me onto it, and it's been sensational. I can thank her enough. It's exquisite.
Now I'm out here west of Alice Springs with my wife and family.
That's Tim Adams near Melbourne, Australia, telling his story to Joel Carnegie.